Acts chapter 27 and verse 39. So we're still talking about Paul and this terrible journey that he has been on, and the way in which the ship was blown across the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and the storm that took place. And we're coming rather to the conclusion now of that in verse 39. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into the which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast, and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves. Let me read this verse again. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Amen. May God bless to us this reading. These verses before us bring us to the dramatic end of Paul's terrifying voyage. Yet we have seen, going through this chapter, how the Lord blessed Paul through all these trials and brought him and his companions to safety. The Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and promised him that everyone would survive the storm and the shipwreck. And so it proved. God was faithful. We read together in the book of Psalms, "I am the Lord, thy God." And so the Lord proved to be the faithful God to his people here. And I want us to draw just very quickly five little points here from these last few verses with respect to the shipwreck, which shows us God's goodness to his people. And the first one is this. The Lord had said to Paul, it seems a long, long time ago, that he would preach the gospel in Rome. And so he would. That was God's promise. And the power of the wind, the fearsomeness of the sea, and even the wicked soldiers who planned to kill their prisoners as the ship began to break up on this sandbank, could not prevent God from delivering his servant into Rome to preach the gospel. Now, we do not know what God's detailed plans for our lives might be. But we do know that the same God who preserved Paul and his companions cares for us. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can trust the Lord in all our circumstances. And we can confidently commit our souls and our well-being to his care just as surely as Paul and his friends committed their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ in his trouble. The second thing is this. Paul's experience here was very painful and troubling. And so are our experiences and the experiences that we are called to endure in this life. Just because we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ does not mean that our lives will be easy and trouble-free. On the contrary, we often feel as if we are led through very dark experiences, very severe trials, times of darkness, times of opposition, times of hunger, times of loss, times like Paul of being lost at sea, and even that there are those who would do us harm, as there were those who sought to kill Paul. Yet even our troubles in this life have a positive purpose. They are used by the Lord sometimes to chasten his people who are guilty of sin and wrongdoing, sometimes to convict our hearts, to point us once again to our Saviour, sometimes to strengthen us, but always to build us up in the faith of Jesus Christ. Even our trials and hardships do our souls good. And here's another point. Sometimes in life, we feel as if we have lost our direction. Let me just very quickly show you another little map here. I drew this map up because it kind of showed more of the left-hand side of Paul's journey here. But right in the center of this map, we can see the island of Crete. And then the arrow goes away towards Malta. And look at that long arrow there, stretching all the way to Malta. And look at the blue in the sea. That tells us that the deepest part of the Mediterranean is just there at Malta. That was right through the heart of this great sea. And there's not another piece of land from there at Crete, where the boat was first taken in the storm, until they saw that piece of island there, which they discover in the next chapter to be Mileta, or Malta as we now call it. And yet all of the way, as they were blown hither and thither, up and down in this ocean, the Adria Sea, Paul calls it, up and down they blew until the Lord brought them safe to this little piece in Malta. And so here we can see that the Lord is pleased even when we lose our direction, when we lose our bearings, when it seems as if in our life we are sailing up and down the sea and no one knows where we're at and what it is that's happening to us. We discover that even seeing that piece of land, they still did not know where they were. They could have been anywhere. You know, some of us like to think that we are always in control of our lives. But sometimes the Lord will bring a storm so big, so powerful, that it almost breaks us and it almost sinks us and we lose our direction in life. We talk a lot about trusting in the Lord Jesus. It's in occasions like this that our trust will be put to the test. And here's another point. The Lord Jesus Christ told Paul that everyone would be saved. But still, all of these people had to use the means provided for their deliverance. What do I mean by that? Well, some of these people had to jump into the sea. They jumped into the sea when the ship that they were on began to break up in the storm. The front of it was held fast on a sandbank. They were still in the water. They still had to jump into the sea. And the back end of the ship began to break up in the waves. It suddenly seemed as if they were all going to be killed. They had to jump into the sea. Some of them had to grab hold of the doors and the pieces of wood. Others had to hold on to planks as they were washed ashore. What's the point that I'm making? Simply this. We should never say, I don't need to worry about things. I don't need to do things. I don't need to be involved with things because God has promised to save me. No, God has promised to save us using the means that he has provided. And we must never be careless or foolish with our lives. There's no point in us praying that the Lord will protect us in a journey and then climbing into our car and driving at 100 miles an hour with our eyes closed because we've prayed to God that he will save us. God provides us with means, and we should take and make use of those means in this life that he might preserve us through and by those means which he has given to us. And of course, the greatest means for our deliverance and salvation is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he calls his people to hear the gospel. He calls his people to believe the gospel. We don't just say, well, God has promised to save us, so we don't need to care and we don't need to worry about anything. No, we need to hear the gospel preached. We need to believe the gospel and we need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, here's another point. Everyone made it to the shore by swimming or upon the broken pieces of the ship. All of these people, all of these men and women who were on this ship made it to safety. And all God's people in this world will get to safety and will get to heaven. None will fail to make it. Even although we feel weak, even although we're in the midst of those storms, if we have placed our trust in the promises of God, if we have placed our trust in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, then our salvation is not our responsibility, but the Lord's responsibility. And he is able to save. When the Lord Jesus Christ died for the sins of those who believe in him, he ensured that everything necessary for bringing his people to glory, bringing his people to heaven, was fulfilled and provided and supplied. And when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be sure of his promise that he will take us safely to heaven. Even if there are storms on the way, all the Lord's people who trust in him will be saved. Amen.